What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a horror movie review. Obviously, you guys see, I am still in Halloween mode. Shout out to all of the horror movies. I love some horror movies. Today, I'm going to continue my Halloween franchise with Halloween 2.
Halloween 2, directed by Rick Rosenthal, starring Donald Pleasance and Jamie Lee Curtis. On Halloween 1978, Michael Myers is shot and falls off a balcony. Taking shelter to recover from his injuries, Michael steals a kitchen knife from the home of an elderly couple and kills a teenage girl living next door. Laurie Strode, who narrowly avoided being killed by Michael Myers earlier in the night, is taken to Haddonfield Memorial Hospital while Michael's doctor, Dr. Sam Loomis, continues his pursuit. Accompanied by Sheriff Lee Brackett, Loomis mistakes a teenager, Ben Tramer, for Michael. When Ben gets hit by a squad car, which pins him to another vehicle that bursts into flames, killing him. Upon learning his daughter, Annie, was killed by Michael, Sheriff Brackett goes off duty to inform his wife, leaving Deputy Gary Hunt in charge to help Loomis. At the hospital, paramedic Jimmy begins to fall in love with Lori. Michael discovers Lori's location after overhearing a news broadcast and makes his way to the hospital. Upon his arrival, he cuts the phone lines and disables the cars. He wanders the halls in search for Lori, killing security guards, doctors, and nurses that get in his way. Jimmy and nurse Jill Franco search the hospital for Lori, who is trying to evade Michael. Jimmy finds the corpse of head nurse Virginia Alves and slips in a pool of blood on the floor while hitting his head and passing out. While Lori wanders the hospital halls, she has a few dreams in which she recalls learning that she was adopted and had been with a preteen Michael. Meanwhile, Loomis is informed that Michael had broken into a local elementary school. As he investigates, he discovers clues connecting Michael to Sam Hain and the occult, which might explain his apparent indestructibility, but his colleague Marion Chambers arrives to escort him back to Smith's Grove on the governor's orders under the enforce of the U.S. Marshal. Along the way, Marion tells Loomis that Lori is Michael's sister. Lori was put up for adoption after the death of Michael's parents, with the record sealed to protect the family. With the realization that Michael was after Lori and being told that she was taken to Haddonfield Memorial Hospital, Loomis forces the marshal at gunpoint to drive back to Haddonfield. After killing Jill, Michael finds and pursues Lori through the hospital. She flees to the parking lot and hides in Jimmy's car. Jimmy has awakened and he exits the hospital. He gets in his car with Lori and attempts to drive away, but he passes out again on the steering wheel horn, which alerts Michael of Lori's location. Loomis, Marion, and the marshal reach the hospital just in time to save Lori, and Loomis shoots Michael 6 times once again. While Marion attempts to call the police, Michael awakens and kills the marshal. Michael chases Loomis and Lori into the operating room. Lori blinds Michael by shooting him in the eyes with the marshal's gun. Loomis orders Lori to run and proceeds to ignite the gas, engulfing Michael and himself in the explosion. Loomis is presumed dead. Michael, engulfed in the flames, follows Lori out of the room before collapsing. The next morning, Lori is transferred to another hospital.
That was Halloween 2. I like this movie. I like that it's a continuation from Halloween 1. The same night, just the events that happened later on. I like the continuity that they do there. Same character, same cast, same feel. I like what they do. Donald Pleasance has an awesome performance here. He is Dr. Loomis in this one, once again reprising his role, chasing Michael Myers down. The cops don't want to listen to him. They're stubborn. They're hard-headed. He's trying to tell them that this mass murder is out there still. They don't want to listen to him. Donald Pleasance puts on an excellent performance. He sells that he is a doctor who cares about his patient, and not only his patient, but he wants his patient to stop killing others. So shout out to Dr. Loomis and RIP Donald Pleasance. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis was not as good in this one, but it was because she was mainly in the hospital. She was doped up pretty much the whole movie, so we don't really have too many memorable lines or any memorable scenes like that from Jamie Lee Curtis. She's really doped up in this one, just trying to survive through the hospital. She's having flashback memories, remembering that Michael Myers is her bigger brother. Crazy, crazy story. This movie added blood, which was not in Halloween 1. I like that. It added more to the effects. I did like the effects here, a lot of the stabbing effects, a lot of the needles to the temple. They had a lot of little sharp objects that Michael could use in this one since he was in a hospital. So I like what they did there, especially for 1981 graphics. Shout out to Halloween. They also explain that he is related to the cult, and that's why he is so hard to kill, and that's the reason why he is impenetrable, bulletproof, and everything above. The only thing I didn't like about this movie was the character development. There was no character development for anybody else. It was Dr. Loomis, it was Laurie Strode, and it was Michael Myers. I guess that's all you really need for this, but all the police officers that died, all those parents whose kids were killed, all we got to see was just a riot outside of the Myers home. He wasn't even there. He's at the hospital trying to kill all those people. So that I kind of really didn't feel right there. I just wanted to get more story of what happened throughout the city with the other characters that was involved with that night. Is this movie rewatchable? Yes, this movie's rewatchable. I would say if you are into the Halloween, especially the original one, this is picking up right where that left off, so I would recommend that. It's definitely not as good as the first one, but if you want that continuation, this is a great sequel. You guys know I always rate these movies on my 5-star system. I'm gonna give this movie 2.5 stars. All in all, it was a really good sequel, really hard to surpass the original one, and that's for any franchise. The original one is usually always better than the sequel, but this holds up. I like what they did with that. Shout out to Jamie Lee Curtis and Donald Pleasance. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation everywhere you get your favorite podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.